Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers in Greenville. Good morning.
Morning.
Summertime is underway here now, and so there's some things that we think about more so maybe than we do at other times of year. I saw in your newsletter the other day just a passing reference to Graham Park, and that brought back all kinds of nostalgia for me because, as we've said a number of times, you and I both grew up in Greenville around the same time, and Graham Park, when we were kids...
Oh, it was the best place.
It was the city park.
Yes, absolutely.
And they've done a lot out there, and this is on the north side of Greenville, and one reason I bring it up is I'll bet there are people who've lived in Greenville for 10 years or maybe more. They don't even know it's there.
I'm sure you're right about that.
But it's a beautiful place.
It is. And the city has done a whole lot to re-engineer and reimagine that park so that it's, you know, it's got things now like the splash pad. They've upgraded the pond that used to just basically be a stinkhole. That you went and fed the ducks at, and now you can actually fish there. And in fact, they have a summer fishing event.
Right.
They have the playground equipment has just recently been redone. And you know, one of the things I love about what they've done is they've got these new covers over it, so that when you try to go, when you're a kid and you try to go down the slide, you're going. It's not going to burn.
Well, I think there's a whole generation or maybe two of Greenville children who know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they have to, yes.
You better wear long pants going down that.
Oh, those old men, you know, you tried to basically slide on with your, you know, with the soles of your tennis shoes, which of course did not provide a slide because it was just those old metal slides were so hot. So they've got things like that, and they've got very imaginative, you know, play areas. They have a dog park out there. And they also have disc golf.
Right, which has become very popular.
Right, and so that, you know, just, you know, a lot of things that you would not, you wouldn't know about that are part of it.
This is at the corner of Sockwell Boulevard and Walnut Street,
right.
In North Greenville. And, you know, if you've never been out there, summertime's a great time.
And the other thing, too, that's so beautiful out there that the other city parks just don't have is these gorgeous grand old trees.
Yeah, beautiful, huge oak trees.
Yeah.
And it is a beautiful park. And you mentioned the fishing. That's I would think, an ideal place to take little kids who have not been fishing before, to break them into fishing. I think that's a great location.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've done a lot of work on it. There's a sand volleyball court, I think,
yes,
out there now, too.
Yeah, it's, you know, it suddenly has become, you know, as opposed to just a big green space with a few pieces of playground equipment and the lake, it's now really become a beautiful park, and I think a lot of people are missing the opportunity for it.
Good. So, also another Greenville, we're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville, another venerable Greenville location is the Wright Park Golf Course.
Yes.
Which I know sees a lot more activity in the summertime.
It does. And, you know, it's a 9-hole course. It is well maintained. They've got all kinds of different activities that I think are a lot of fun. What most people probably don't realize is every Tuesday morning they have a senior scramble. Thursday morning is the shamble, which says the best two balls, but whatever. Just a name, a shamble. Sounds so much fun. There's a couple shootout on Thursday evening, and on Friday evening is a four-man scramble. They also offer memberships out there, which will allow you to play at a discount. So, you know, it's a good city park that's got that. And it's got other playground equipment as well.
Well, that's right. There is a park out there in addition to the golf course, and that's why they call it Wright Park.
Right.
But this is on the east side of Greenville on 69, as if you were going out to Lone Oak.
That's correct.
And go past the McDonald's, I think, and it's over there on the left.
It's just, you know, just right at the intersection of Business 69 and Jack Finney Boulevard, which we also call, you know, 1570.
Right. So a lot of, and I would think as golf goes, a little less expensive maybe than some other venues to play.
Yes, yes. That don't require the regular country club membership because you can just go and just play.
Yeah. So a lot of summertime golf opportunities there. Almost out of time. Something you've mentioned that you enjoy is our friend Friendly.
Yes.
Who does a live program. It's called Friendly Live.
Yes.
At 12 noon on Wednesdays at the Texan.
Yes. Friendly has been around for many, many years. Right. And in fact, I often introduce him as this is Greenville's local color. And
he is colorful.
He is colorful. Exactly. But he also has really good connections into the music world, and in particular in country music, because he's been around for so many years. And so every Wednesday at noon, he brings an artist to the stage of the Texan Theater, and there's conversation, and they play music. People can order lunch there at the coffee shop at the Texan. It's delivered to their seats in the theater. It is free. It is broadcast also on his Facebook page, which is called Friendly News. Uh-huh. But I've been really, really pleased that on Wednesday at around that time, it's hard to find a parking place within a 2-block radius of the Texan Theater because people are going. So it's just really neat. If you've got any interest at all in country music, it's worth checking out. And you can also go to his Facebook page and see who's coming, so that you can decide if there's someone you want to hear.
So that's every Wednesday at noon.
Every Wednesday at noon.
All right, great. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You bet. Thank you.
It's Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.